Hi there. My name is Pastor Rory Clark, and I'd like to welcome you to Barah Ministry. It's a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. And I have a question for you. What do you know about God? These 10-minute lessons introduce you to God, and they make you aware of the things that are unique and special about your Creator. And we use the Creator Clock to help you remember the Lord's essence. Tick-tock, what time is it on the Creator Clock? It is 8 o'clock. God is immutable. So what? Well, we've learned quite a bit about God by taking our tour of the Creator Clock. We know that at 7 o'clock on the Creator Clock, God is willing. So what? So Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, which says, I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for your welfare and not plans for your calamity, to give you a future and to give you a hope. God is for us, so no one can be against us. At 8 o'clock on the Creator Clock, God is immutable. What exactly does that mean? It means that God never changes. James chapter 1, verse 17 puts it this way. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from God the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. How would you like to have a friend like that, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow? Well, you do have that kind of friend in God, because God does not change. It's pretty funny to consider the so what of God's immutability. The so what of God never changing, especially in light of the fact that we often want things to change. When we're not pleased with how things are going, when we're not pleased with how people are being, we want circumstances or people to change. Yet when we are the person that has to change, we're not a big fan of that. We resist it. I'm from Chicago, Illinois, here in the United States, a city that gets only 51 days of sunshine a year. And every day when I'd get up, when I lived in Chicago, I'd run out to look out the window and see what kind of weather day it was going to be. And most of the time, I could count on clouds, which meant some kind of moisture was going to fall from the sky, either rain or snow. And I hated it because the weather was unpredictable. When I moved to Phoenix, a city that averages 305 days of sunshine a year, my life changed. And by the way, this is one of the days in Phoenix when we don't have any sunshine, so rain is falling from the sky. But here in Phoenix, I know I can expect almost every day that the sun will shine, and there'll be no moisture falling from the skies. In fact, people here in Phoenix get a little giddy when moisture falls from the sky. It's kind of crazy. Since Phoenix weather doesn't change much, I knew that I could count on seeing the sun on a regular basis by living here. Even more than I count on the sunshine in Phoenix, I count on God. And I know God doesn't change. So what? So I can count on him, especially in the matter of his wise counsel. That's what I appreciate most about God's immutability. God is definite. So when I have a problem and I go to him, he gives me the answer to the problem through his word, the Bible. And the answer he gives me will be the same yesterday, today, and forever. Because God knows what works and what doesn't work. And what God says always happens. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19 says this, God is not a man that he should lie, nor is God a son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? Well, yeah, the truth of the matter is that he will speak it and do it. There's no question. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6a says this, I, the Lord, do not change. I, the Lord, do not change. One of my favorite movies is Hoosiers, a story about a basketball team in a small town in the state of Indiana. And one of the characters, Myra Fleener, kind of a prudish woman, talked about the people of this small town, Hickory. And she said, when I left Hickory, I missed it. I missed knowing that nothing ever changes here, that the people here never change. It makes you feel real solid. Of course, Myra is not right about that. People do change, but God doesn't. And because God doesn't change, it kind of makes you feel real solid. The Apostle John said in 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, this is the message we have heard from the Lord Jesus Christ. He heard it personally and announced to you that God the Father is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. God never changes from light to dark. He is always light, and it makes you feel real solid. I can count on God. Especially, I can count on his unconditional love for me as something that never changes, as something that never wavers. Let's listen to June Murphy singing about an unchanging God with an unchanging love that never wavers. The song, Demonstrated Love.
Like God's love, a love that meets our deepest needs, a perfect love that's unconditional. The Savior came to set us free so we could see his love. He did. Demonstrated love, pure and unchained love, that's never wavered love. He demonstrated love, uncomplicated love, that came to save us on the cross. Christ demonstrated heaven in humility, as fully God and fully man, to show us love so kind and gentle, unfailing from the great I am, so we'd understand him. He demonstrated love, pure and untainted love, that's never wavered love. He demonstrated love, uncomplicated love, that came to save us on the cross. Christ demonstrated, for God so loved the world, he sent his uniquely born son, that whosoever could believe and become co-heirs with the one who chose to come and prove him love. He demonstrated love, pure and untainted love, that's but he loved.
song. I have come to count on God and especially on his counsel because I know that his proven thoughts will always be right because his thoughts never change. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 says, "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." TikTok, what time is it on the Creator clock? It is 8 o'clock. God is immutable. Thank you, Lord, for being so solid and for giving me a stable person to lean on. Thanks for never changing. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. Keep on getting to know God. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.